This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
One of two things, World AIDS Day, of course, 1st of December, and it is Joy's birthday. And I have a special guest on the line to chat to us about our birthday, Mr. Rob Mills. Are you there?
Hello, happy birthday.
Thank you. We're feeling very old today.
No, don't feel old.
Being that it's a Monday, you know, you always feel older on a Monday.
No, I feel fantastic. Monday's my weekend.
Really?
Yeah, Monday is like everyone else's Saturday.
Oh, okay. Because you
work Wednesday to Sunday.
Oh, okay. And you're currently working on something rather big at the moment.
Yeah, Wicked the Musical, is it? If you haven't heard it, it's at the Regent Theatre. It's not a bad little show.
No, I've actually heard nothing but good things about it, so.
Have you not been yet, Taryn?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I'll have to organise some tickets for you guys.
That would be great. No,
David, he'll organise some tickets.
Yeah, I know, I have been having a word in his ear, but nothing is yet. So, but I know a few people here have been quite a few times. So, nothing but good things to say. So,
it is a lot of fun. And if you do want to come see it soon, we have Bert Newton as our wizard.
Uh-oh.
A new addition. And Anthony Clea will be there for another month. And then we're getting a new bock.
That's
a guy
right.
called Stuart, who's amazing. He's great.
Awesome. So it's all happening over there.
Yeah.
And where are you today?
I'm down at the Woodlands Golf Course, down in the Sandbelt, down in Sandringham Way.
Okay.
I'm for the Robert Allenby Charity Challenge. It's a golf day here. And I'm going to let you know, I've birdied a couple of holes, and I'm pretty proud to say that we finished one under for the day, my group.
Not bad.
Which is my dad, Glenn Robbins, and Rodney Dobson, who's also in Wicked.
Oh, cool.
So we've had a great day, and tonight is the Robert Allenby, the gala, the dinner. So it's a big charity dinner, and my band's performing there at the Crown Palladium tonight, which would be a lot of fun.
Oh, awesome. Now,
something different from the theatre stuff, going back to do the rock and roll stuff tonight.
Well, that's what I was about to say. I did was wondering, because I used to see you back in the day when you played at the Red Eagle.
Oh, yes. Middle Park.
Yes. And I just wondered...
Oh, that was you. I know that voice. singing to all the songs very loudly, asking for my tambourine.
Yeah. Oh, my God, you know me. But what I was going to ask you, if you had any time to still play. Do you get out there and play a bit of rock every now and again?
Unfortunately, not as much as I would like to, but at the same time, I love the show so much, so I'm sort of torn between two loves.
Yeah.
But Wicked is such an amazing, amazing show that I'm more than happy to do the theatre stuff. But yeah, tonight I loved doing things like this, getting out of the show. Not even out of the show. We've got the night off tonight, so.
Yeah.
But just doing other stuff. It just keeps it fresh as well.
Yeah, for sure. And you can sort of unleash. You know, with Wicked, I'm sure you unleash in a theatrical kind of way. But getting out there and rocking it out every now and again might be.
I get to be myself, I suppose, on stage tonight. Apart from playing Fiero, he's more princely.
Exactly.
I'm not as princely as Fiero, so it's fun acting like him.
And are you going to be wearing the tights? Still tonight, or
yeah, no, I think I'll leave the tights in the wardrobe tonight. Just stick with the jeans and shirt tonight.
Nice.
Yeah, less tights, I think, the better.
Now, Wicked's finishing up, I believe, in February and middle of February. Is that correct in Melbourne?
I think tickets are on sale till February.
Okay.
The moment.
Yep.
They just released some new tickets today.
Yep.
Just for your birthday, actually.
Ah.
They're
nice?
In conjunction with Joy, which is not official, but. That could be the word on the street.
Right.
They're letting out more tickets.
Okay, so you just keep playing until they run out of selling tickets, is that...?
I think that's how it works,
okay.
Yeah. And it's a very exciting time in Melbourne for musical theatre.
Mm-hmm.
We have, obviously, Wicked's playing at the moment. We've got Rocky Horror.
Yep.
And Billy Elliot's starting very soon, and even Shane Warne, the musical, starts this week.
It's all happening.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm a big fan of the musical theatre. I'm a new... A new thespian, I suppose.
You're a new what?
A thespian, darling. A thespian.
No, well, Rob, thank you so much for giving us a call today. Wish you all the best with the rest of Wicked, and it could be playing until 2010, hopefully.
Well, let's hope so. I like it.
Good.
Come down, check out the show, and wishing you guys all happy birthday. And please, if you do see someone shaking a bucket for World AIDS Day, please donate some money. It's a very worthy cause.
Definitely. So thank you so much, Rob, and hopefully we'll see you in the studio soon.
No worries, see you soon.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Bye.
Rob Mills there on Joy 94.9, wishing Joy a happy birthday and letting us know what he's up to in all things wicked and golfing.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.